We knew if new people didn't step up, that we wouldn't even be able to have camp to the extent that we've had. So we kept praying, talked to the preacher a couple times, and he kept telling us, just go ahead and plan and God will provide. And he did.
Amen.
We had several step up for new jobs, and several step up to help for the first time. And we ended up with more help than we ever had.
Amen.
We truly do have the best church family.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we need to thank so many people that did so many things. Now, I did recognize several different groups of people Friday. I'm not going to go back and thank every one of them, but I would like to, again, personally thank everyone that worked at camp. A lot sacrificed time off from work, sacrificed some sleep, sacrificed some comfort,
mm-hmm.
lack of air conditioning. It was hot. None of that goes unnoticed. There are no little jobs. It literally takes everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you worked in any way at camp, I'd like you to stand up. Anyway, work in any way at camp.
That's our job.
Yeah, amen, Phil.
Friday, I recognized several different people, but I did leave someone out that I did not mean to. I want to recognize a special couple that I forgot to mention, and I don't know how I forgot to mention. It's Jason and Rachel Hollingsworth.
Amen. Would
you please stand?
Yeah.
I have my notes. They're literally my right and my left. Appreciate you. Love you guys.
Amen.
Thank you. Well, let's talk about camp. Our theme this year was sailing, seeking the Savior. With our theme verse, Hebrews 12:2. Let's all say that together. Can we do it just like we did at camp? Hebrews 12:2.
Looking unto Jesus, author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and set him down at the right hand of God.
We wanted to get the point across of putting our faith in Jesus in all aspects of life by comparing our life to a sailing journey. We had daily lessons that conveyed some of those thoughts, and the Tuesday lesson was don't miss the boat. You got to get on. You got to get saved. You got to put your faith in Jesus. The second day was don't wreck the boat. And as we sail along, there's dangers that come up, and none of us are immune to. Even the disciples faced storms when they were sailing. The Bible tells us in a couple different scriptures where the disciples themselves endured a storm out on the sea. And Jesus was on the boat as well, so he was not exempt from having storms come up in their lives. It's not anything that we do that brings it on sometimes. We're just going to face hard times in life. So we've got to trust in him when that happens. And then there was other dangers to look to. Out on the sea, sailing the wide seas, you may face pirates. Someone that comes along trying to steal something from, to take something from you, to bring you down. We use the verse from Proverbs chapter 1, when sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Beware of pirates. Yeah, beware of pirates. Also, it was in our lesson about beware of shipwreck. And it was preached on, a whole message on shipwreck. So many of us start out with good intentions, but we mess up and allow shipwreck in our lives. And the last point of that lesson was finishing the course. That's what we all set out to do, finishing our course, and we just got to keep on to do so. And the last day, Thursday, the theme was actually seeking him. In every situation that we have, we need to seek him.
Right.
A lot of us are guilty when we have the bad times to come. But that's when we seek Him. He wants us to seek us in all times. All the time. And I think we get our focus off sometimes. We had two teams this year. We named them ships, of course. We had the USS Mercy, which United States ship, or but we call it the United States Saints Mercy. But all members of that team, please stand. If you were on the USS Mercy, helper or team members. Stand up so we can see you. Bobby and Tanya Smith, which are, of course, the pastor at Springs Creek Missionary Baptist Church. And we had the HMS Grace, which is a British term, but we use it for His Majesty's Saints. Grace. I don't like those members to stand. Helpers, team members, and their team captains were Carl and Emily Johnson. Team HMS Grace won, with, listen to this, over 713,000. But the two teams, after they racked up the 713,000 points, only had 10,700 points separation between them. So they all did a great job. Amen. This year at camp, we had 105 campers. Almost 100 workers, but if you think about it, that last night, if you count the people that helped remove a car from the bathroom, we actually had 100 workers. We had 25 of Backyard Bible Club, but best of all, listen to this, there were 23 professions of faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we had a first at camp. We had a young man surrender to Paul to preach the gospel. Camp was started out rough on Monday. We had a few hiccups. We had, I forgot to get a driver for the game bus. Chris woke up with his back out. Then he called me. The bus broke down. We got it going. Then called and the driver broke down. So we had to send a substitute to get him. We forgot some tables here at the church. Had to send four people back to the church to pick up the bus. Didn't get all the groceries we wanted. But thank goodness it was just Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday went much better. The weather got hotter. We didn't have any major issues except for a couple of three asthma attacks. But everything wound up okay. If we could, I would like both teams, all the team captains, team helpers, and the team members to come up on stage. We'll try to do both team songs and both team cheers.
Boy.
I'll try, bro. You got it unmuted.
We're going to all come up together here. We know that each other's stories.
Not just their music.
Okay, everybody.
You'll have to unmute.
All campers and all the team helpers.
Hey, Greg, they'll need to bring your Bibles for the USS call.
Right. Just turn it on.
It is on.
Okay.
Next year, don't miss the book of all the Lord. I just want to say before we do our song, brag on Grace, or I'm sorry, Mercy a little bit. Bobby Smith wrote that entire song. So it's very special. So very proud of him. I wish he'd taken him in here tonight. But these guys did amazing at that song. And it was 100 pounds better. Not that they didn't do good. It was just so much more intense at camp. So if you weren't there, you missed it, come to camp. That's my 2 cents.
I hear what they're saying. I forgot to ask her what she's calling about, but she called and she said, "Guess what, Mom? I got saved last night."
Amen.
She said that the preacher was preaching and gave the invitation. She knew she had to go up, and somebody prayed with her and talked about how great that was. And then she said she started talking about all the fun she was having there at camp and how good the food was and how exciting the games were. I mean, it just blessed my heart. That's never talk. And she's already, I got to come back again. So that blessed me. Also was blessed when Gabby got to lead her first person to the Lord at the altar.
Amen.
That was a blessing to me, seeing the smile on her face. But we're going to move right along with the service. We're going to have the youth choir come up. We're going to sing. If anybody has any